من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى blesses us with certain sacred moments during the day. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with certain sacred days during the week. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with sacred months, and one of the most sacred months being that of the month of Ramadan. It is a month that we all await. It is a month that we all wish to be part of. It is that type of month that we all realize that if we fulfill our obligation to that month, it has in it the ability to change us, inshallah, for the entire coming year. That is why the scholars have given us enormous amount of recommendation on how we should improve ourselves prior to the coming of the month of Ramadan, so we can appreciate the month of Ramadan. Everything requires practice, everything requires time, everything requires preparation. No person will just call a guest to the house, and upon the guest entering the house, the individual starts cleaning and cooking. If one did that, we will say that person is unmannered, that person is rude, that person doesn't have etiquette, that person should have not invited. Yet, when we are rude to our Allah, we are rude to the Quran, we are rude to the coming of the month of Ramadan, it means absolutely nothing to you and I. It is something we have come to take for granted. Therefore, Allah says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ, from the believers, they are many, or they are those individuals that are men. From the believers, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, from the believers, رِجَالٌ, they are those that are men. So what does it mean? That women are not believers? Children are not believers? Those that don't choose to be real men, however you wish to define that, they are not believers? First of all, my brother and sister in Islam, the phrase is minal mu'mineen, from not muslimin. Muslim, we all alhamdulillah. That we all agree. How do you become Muslim? You say, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify there is one Allah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, I testify that the Prophet of Allah is indeed the final messenger. You say, la ilaha illallah, I believe in only one Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides one Allah. Once you say that, you become a Muslim. That's it. Not difficult. If a person passes away after that, inshallah, will be given Jannah immediately. If a person wishes not to be a good Muslim, we all have faults. The person likes drinking, the person likes smoking, the person likes committing zina, the person never performed a single salah in their life. But because they said, La ilaha illallah, I believe in one Allah, I testify in the Prophet of Allah to be the final messenger. We know that person is a Muslim. We cannot judge that person. We should not judge that person. We should assist him or her to get away from that sin. But that person is a Muslim. Is that person a mu'min? That's a different issue. Because one of the definitions of a mu'min is that individual that will comply and submit themselves entirely to the wishes of Allah. That is a mu'min. A mu'min is that person that says, if Allah tells me to be good to my mother and father, I don't care whether they are disbelievers, I'm going to be good to them. Yes, when they tell me to do wrong, that's a different issue. A mu'min says, if the law of the land says, I must, for example, not speed. I must not do fraudulent activities on my tax form. I must not go into business with the intent of taking loans and thereafter frauding the bank and saying it's a non-Muslim country. No, that is not a mu'min. That individual is hurting his iman and also hurting the iman of the family with feeding the family with haram sustenance. So what is the phrase min al-mu'minin, rijal? That for believers, they are those that are true men. It means, you know, even a woman will say to another woman, man up. Doesn't mean have agility. It does not mean that all of a sudden you will become more masculine in nature and start taking certain drugs that make you more masculine. No, it has nothing to do with that. When they say man up, when they say become a man, when they say become an adult, even to an adult, what they are saying is become a responsible, believing citizen. Citizen of America, citizen of your country, citizen of your faith. Become a responsible individual to the claim of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So it says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Of the believers are many men, rather many true individuals, men, women, adults, children, etc. Of the believers are many men who have been true to the covenant which they have taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have taken a pledge. Different people are taking different pledges. And I'll be the employee, I'll be at work on time. When you're getting your driver's license, I will abide by the law of the land as it relates to the road. When you get married, you take a pledge. I will be faithful. When you are a patient and you go to a doctor and you agree that the diagnosis has been correct, then you make a commitment. I will take such and such medication after such and for so many hours. It's a pledge you make. We all are making pledges all the time. Regarding worldly pledges, we keep our pledges because we see financial benefit, we see health benefit, we see some type of pleasure or good that is derived from that. Allah says, now be a man. He says to everyone, now become an adult and become mature to the pledge you have taken to that one Allah. Become a man, become an adult, become mature to the pledge you have taken towards Rasulullah ﷺ, that I will follow him. I will do that which is good. And I will follow that which is good at all times. And individuals that follow this system, Allah says, not only are you a Muslim, you are a Muslim, you are a mu'min, you're not just a mu'min, you are a mature, rational, good individual. Now the question comes, how do we become these mature, rational, adult individuals? And so this again applies to everything. Whether you are a patient, it takes a while before you get used to your medication. That is why doctors will tell you, if you forgot to take your medication, next 8 hours, you don't double up and triple up. Some people do that. They think, well, I forgot the previous time to take, so now I'll double up and triple up. They cause problems for themselves. Likewise, it takes a while to become a good driver. That is why first you start off hopefully with a second-hand car, an old car, a beat-up car. You don't just give your child a brand new car to learn how to drive. You will have problems. They'll be playing bumping cars the first few times to drive. It's normal. It happens. We all go through that. So everything requires a prep time. And Allah is giving us a prep time to become that perfect individual. And the prep time is right now, as we are getting closer to the month of Ramadan. Let us just share some tips right now. Normally do it a week before, 2 weeks before, and that is not the appropriate way. Because now, we got to get ready for that 1 month to come. What are the things we do to get ready? Amongst the things we do is we start and get done with our shopping. Whatever it may be, things you like, things you feel for, after Jummah Salah, you go and you start and you get done with it for the most part, or as much as you can. You do some today with the family tomorrow, you will find out what our daughters and our children and our sons love. So we get it ready for them. Ramadan is for them as well as it's for us. It's for them in a sense, we got to get them ready. And while we're getting them ready, we give them their favorite foods. Now it's the other way around. Because I'm the father, because I have children and grandchildren, now all of a sudden, I mean I'm eating for 40 years, 50 years, we forget the idea of Ramadan is not about eating. And sadly, the wife is stressing out because the old man in the house, he has to be fed first. He likes his samosas like this, his pakora like that, his chicken curry like this. What is it? She is supposed to be making ibadah. She is supposed to be having a routine. After Dhuhr Asr, take a small nap, get up, recite some Quran, recite some hadith, listen to some good nasheed, listen to some good Quran, try to find out what they're reading in the haram, put that on. No, she is busy making pakora and samosas, and the ingredients have to be perfect. Not so much salt, not so much this, not so much that. Is this what we are, is this what the month of Ramadan is? To turn the woman into a Ramadan slave? That is not right. Some women actually dread Ramadan. Some women actually go overseas for the holiday in Ramadan. Did you know that? Yes, that's what they do. They say, we don't want to be at home in Ramadan. We know what that guy is going to do to us. And our sons are looking at what we are doing to their mothers. And those sons are going to do the same thing they are to their wives. It's a system, it's a pattern. And we have to change this pattern and realize the month of Ramadan is for spiritual invigoration, is for feeding the soul, is for filling the soul with spirituality, with goodness, with softness. When the month of Ramadan leaves us, we should feel so humble, we should just want to drop our sajdah and sujood. The last days of Ramadan, we are busy worrying about is Eid going to take part in this country and that country. From that you must know when that discussion starts, this man's Ramadan, this woman's Ramadan is a total absolute failure. Because you've not understood the benefit of Ramadan. The idea of Ramadan is ending. You should be dropping the sabda and saying, oh Allah, I wish Ramadan was longer. I wish I could have fasted much more. I wish I read much more Quran. Oh Allah, I'm sorry I didn't do justice this month. The ulama used to do this 6 months before Ramadan. Oh Allah, prepare me for Ramadan. 6 months after Ramadan, they would cry and say, oh Allah, I wish you accepted my fast in the month of Ramadan. Because the hadith says, if your Ramadan is accepted, my brothers and sisters, everything is accepted. So first and foremost, we have to start right now getting ready, getting our shopping done. If you can help it, even get your Eid clothing done right now. It's important. The fashion, I don't think, is going to change within the next 60 days. I don't think so. So get it bought, get it done. So that way, the last days of Ramadan can be fully appreciated for its beauty and goodness. Number two, start getting a decent sleep schedule. And the month of Ramadan, we know it will change. So prepare ourselves for that change that's going to take place. What I'm going to do before Fajr Salah, I'm going to make an effort to get up earlier. I will perform the Tahajjud Salah. And if somebody has to prepare the food, sometimes there is no need for two or three people to prepare. So while one is preparing, the other one is going to perform the Tahajjud Salah. If sometimes the man cooks, allow the woman to perform a Tahajjud Salah. I don't think it requires a lot to prepare eggs and a few things like that. I mean, I don't think for breakfast you're going to be having biryani. I don't think so. So I don't think it takes much to sort of train now and then. Okay, today the boys are going to do something. Or the man is going to do something. And the woman is going to perform a Tahajjud Salah. I don't think this is a crime. For the record, Rasulullah is accused of many things. They say he was against women, etc., etc. Yet you will find in the Sunnah of Rasulullah, he used to clean the house. He used to at times even assist in cooking of the food. My brothers and sisters, no better time than the month of Ramadan. So our women folk can perform the Tahajjud Salah, make the dua, and who is she going to make dua for? Generally, if you study the dua of women, the dua is going to be for our kids, which will benefit you, and generally will be for you as well. Either you stay with her, you don't leave her, or you get more successful so you can share more money with her. That's what else dua are they going to make generally? And dua for her parents, and if she makes the dua for her parents in your home, and you are good to her, that dua will also, inshallah, get accepted for your parents. Allah is very, very broad in His acceptance. But we don't think this way. So, we have to adjust the sleeping pattern, get families ready for the Hajj, get families accustomed to making dua, get families to perform the salah together, get families and get ourselves after the Fajr salah to recite the little bit of Yasin. It's a blessed surah. Thereafter, we know it's early, take a nap. It's a sacrifice, we understand that. And thereafter, begin our day. And thereafter, throughout the day, have a routine where it will rest, where it will spend time in seclusion, just reflecting on the greatness of Allah. Spend a certain time of the day listening to the Quran. Spend a certain time listening to good speeches, not just of everyone. Get a good person that you listen to, that is good aqeedah, has good aqeedah, has good belief, has good value, someone that you respect, and someone that you know will respect you for listening to them. Listen to their tafsir or the tafsir. Read a little bit of tafsir, but have a day that is planned out. My brothers and sisters, we have very many haphazard days. We just go, we say we're going with the flow. I know it sounds nice, I'm going with the flow. People that are successful, they don't just go with the flow. They have a routine in their life regarding everything. Getting up time, sleeping time, whatever time. People that are successful, they have a routine. This is very, very important. And there is no better time to spend energy on creating this routine than the month of Ramadan. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this routine is something that gives us direction, and not only gives us direction, it gives us success. I have noticed many people that fail in college, many people that fail even in aspects of religion, whether it's Quran, Hadith, whatever it is linked to routine. They don't have routine in their lives. I cannot say this enough. Marriages have went fights in the home, marriages that went broke and bust. It is all linked to routine. They don't know when to. I'm not saying don't sleep in now and then. Even that is part of routine. Sunday we'll sleep in. Those relationships that don't have routine, they are fighting and arguing and hostilities all the time. Routine is very important when you come home, when you leave home, when you will eat, when you will drink, when you will sleep, when you will read Quran, when you will read, even if it is Shakespeare, when the children will do homework, there has to be routine. And we have to bring this into our lives, as now we are getting closer to the month of Ramadan. Reduce the amount of television and internet time from now. Reduce the amount of calls, whether it's national or international, parents or friends, right now. Make it known to them. I will be calling you a little bit less. The conversations will be a little bit shorter, because I'm getting ready for the month of Ramadan. Whether it is cooking, as I said, whether it is ibadah, whatever it is, use those positive excuses to create change in your life. Because my brothers and sisters, at the end, if you don't create the change in your life right now, the next 10 years are going to be like the last 10 years. You can use family as an excuse, you can use environment as an excuse, you can use mother, father as an excuse, you can use teachers as an excuse, you can use friends, you can use everything as an excuse. What they say in America, suck it up and move on. It's the reason why they say that. suck it up and move on. In other words, I don't care for your excuse, others don't care for your excuse, they got their own problems. Everyone has their own problem. Idea, getting ready to the month of Ramadan, the idea is get routine and start getting the necessary focus, so that way we can take the necessary benefit. Also, in the last few minutes, and we'll continue inshallah regarding the following. The month of Ramadan can also be used as the month of da'wah. So it is a time, for example, take extra iftar and tell the people, because sometimes they may complain, your breath is like this, why are you eating with us, why you didn't come with us for lunch, all those things will come up. So now it's your time to show to the neighbors or to the employees, whoever it is that you are working with, that it is my month of fasting, I'm sorry I cannot be with you as much as I would be out of the month of Ramadan. However, at this given time, you know, there was a joke. And it went like this. What time is Maghrib? I don't know. Month of Ramadan, what time is Maghrib? 9:03 and 23 seconds. And it's fine, it's not a problem. That's the way we are. So, in the month of Ramadan, you can use that extra knowing of sunset time as an advantage. Tell to the people, your friends, your co-workers, you can join me, and you can show them how we open our fast. We make a dua, share with them the dua, share with them some food, thereafter tell them, now, just like I made a prayer before I opened my fast, now again, I have to take part in a physical prayer, and then I have to perform in Maghrib Salah. So this is one way of giving da'wah. If Allah has given you good neighbors, now and then, send food over. If you had a problem with someone in the past, then it's time for you to make up and send some iftar over to them. And these little things, inshallah, will create a greater level of muhabba, love between yourself and those around. Inshallah, next week we'll continue other aspects. But the first ayah we started, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٍ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. That of the believers, they are actually those individuals that are real men, meaning they are real to the faith. And by being real to the faith, they realize they have taken a pledge. The pledge to Allah, the pledge to Rasulullah. Now it's time for us to become real human, real Muslims, real mu'min, real believers, by evaluating the pledge we have taken, whatever the pledge is, and start living our life in accordance with the pledge we have taken. And the more we did that, the more we will attain, inshallah, success, not only in the coming month of Ramadan, inshallah, but throughout our life as well. So inshallah, next week, we will continue talking more about preparing ourselves for the sacred month of Ramadan. Also, there are two or three announcements. One is regarding